Welcome to the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Thompson. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, so it's a Fab and Waiver Wire preview day. I had an earlier work shift today than usual, so I'm recording Saturday night rather than in the morning. I'll probably be releasing the episode on Sunday morning, so May 3rd. We've had results from the earlier Saturday games, but I won't know all that's happened in the later games, so I hope none of this is irrelevant by the release time tomorrow, Sunday. Let's cover some news and notes before we get to the waiver targets. I'll try to keep this episode relatively short since there's one fewer day to listen to it in time for free agency. Now, some big news came out of Baltimore when closer Ryan Helsley was placed on the IL with elbow inflammation. So that is always scary to hear. Supposedly, imaging on his elbow came back clean, and manager Craig Albernaz said his level of concern is not very high. Our level of skepticism should be very high, but it at least appears possible that Helsley won't miss significant time, and I'll discuss his possible replacements later on. Now, Pete Fairbanks in Miami is also on the IL with nerve irritation around his thumb. Fairbanks has Raynaud's syndrome, which is a circulatory condition. It's usually affected by colder weather. I'm unsure if the thumb is related. He missed about 3 weeks with a similar issue a few seasons ago. So we should hope for only 2 to 3 weeks on the shelf for Fairbanks. But there's always the possibility it's a little more this time. And lastly, in Detroit, Kenley Jansen blew his third save of the season on Wednesday. Rather than appear on back-to-back days for just the second time this year, we instead saw Kyle Finnegan earn the save on Thursday. Now, Finnegan holds an ERA of 0.57, but he wouldn't be the world's okayest closer without the 1.21 whip and the 19.4% strikeout rate to go with it. Somehow the guy just keeps getting it done. Now, it's too early to tell if Kenley Jansen could get a break from closing for a bit. You know, right now it seems he's dealing with a day-to-day upper leg, lower back issue. It was very vague. Now, that could become problematic at his age. So maybe it's a good enough excuse to keep him off the field for a few games. Whatever happens this weekend could tell us what we need to know. The Tigers game tonight has gone final. None of the regular relievers pitched in the game. Drew Anderson finished it off with 2 1/3 innings. So unless there's no save ops or late leads tomorrow for the Tigers, or today, Sunday, if you're listening, it may still be wise to grab some Kyle Finnegan regardless. But let's go ahead and move on now to those waiver targets that we have for Fab on Sunday. So I'll start with a couple of guys in familiar situations, and that's Jack Perkins of the A's and Jacob Latz in Texas. Now, these are familiar situations because it was just a few weeks ago that the fantasy community at large had anointed someone else the closer in these respective bullpens. How quickly things change. Those someone else's were Joel Kuhnel in Sacramento and Jacob Junis in Texas. Kuhnel and Junis were never the closer for their team, but they were closers in our hearts. So we'll begin with Jack Perkins. He's 44% available in the NFBC Online Championship Leagues, which is where all of my rostership percentages come from. Now here's the chronological list of saves for the A's this year. Mark Leiter Jr., Joel Kuhnel, Hogan Harris. Kuhnel, Leiter, Kuhnel, Kuhnel. Hey, Kuhnel has 4 saves, 2 in a row. He's the closer now. Perkins, Perkins, Leiter, Perkins. Hey, Perkins has 3 of the last 4 saves. He's the closer now? Are we sure about that? Now, the advantage Perkins has is that he's a better pitcher than Joel Kunal. So, yes, that increases his odds of sticking in what would be a majority saves role. But I'm not confident to declare him the A's closer, especially after we just did that a couple weeks ago. And it's similar in Texas with Jacob Latz. Latz is available in 53% of leagues. The Dallas Morning News' Evan Grant, after Latz's Wednesday save, believed that Rangers manager Skip Schumacher, and you know this part was in quotes in the tweet where I read it, had all but anointed Jacob Latz as the closer. Well, all but anointed means he did not anoint Latz as the closer. So it's an opinion. It's an opinion that supportive comments from Schumacher may have influenced, but without an explicit declaration, we shouldn't rush to pay up for Latz the way we did for Jacob Junis, who has zero saves for those who spent 100 or more on him in Fab. Now, I'm not saying don't bid on Jack Perkins or Jacob Latz. We absolutely should. Their recent saves mean something, and there is a chance they end up their team's closer. But what we should learn from the Kunal and especially the Jacob Junis situations is not to spend large amounts of our budget on these guys as if they are the locked-in rest-of-season closers when the odds point against that being the outcome. So bid on Perkins, bid on Latz, but keep the bids manageable. Keep them at amounts you can afford to lose from your budget if these guys don't work out as long-term saves options. Now, the same is true of our next waiver target. That is Gus Varland in Washington. Varland is available in 47% of leagues, so about half. He's the top replacement option for Clayton Beter, who is on the IL with a forearm injury. Beter's MRI was clean, and he has resumed throwing, so he may not miss more than another week or two, unless he has some kind of setback. So if you're making a bid on Gus Varland, make it an amount you're comfortable bidding on an average pitcher on an average team who may only save or get save chances for, you know, a week or two. Now, our next target would ordinarily be drawing significant interest, but it seems we've mostly forgotten about last season's MLB saves leader, Carlos Estevez in Kansas City. He is available in about 28% of leagues, and he's progressed to facing live hitters recently. We didn't get any specific velocity readings, except for a vague statement that his velo was close to where it needed to be. So is that close to last year's average of 96 miles per hour? If so, I'd be very interested. Now, Estevez isn't a great pitcher, but a 95-96 Estevez, he's getting a shot at his job back. Less than that, and he could be a liability. Now, if Carlos Estevez is available in my league, I'll try to try to stash him cheaply. Lucas Erceg, despite the 8 saves, hasn't been all that good this year. So maybe Estevez is worth a spot on a roster. You never know. It's been a chaotic year. The next target is Kyle Finnegan in Detroit. He's available very widely, 94% of leagues. So as I mentioned earlier, Kenley Jansen has blown 3 saves already. He's dealing with a minor ailment. So whether the door is open now for Finnegan to grab some saves or it opens later because Jansen, you know, the performance isn't up to par or he is actually hurt. Either way, I like Finnegan as a saves play this week. Now, because of his own history as a closer, his price may go higher in some leagues, but there will probably be leagues where Kyle Finnegan can be had cheaply. In San Francisco, Ryan Walker appeared to be back in the driver's seat for saves after 2 in a row against the Dodgers last week, but he then blew his next save chance, which again casts doubt on who may get that next opportunity for the Giants. Keaton Wynn and Eric Miller should be the favorites if it's not Ryan Walker. Both Wynn and Miller are available in over 90% of leagues. Now, Wynn lost a lead of his own the other day in what was his second inning of work. So it wasn't a traditional save chance. He entered in a tie game, and then the Giants took the lead. But it was certainly poorly timed after the Walker blown save. I do prefer Eric Miller as the short-term spec right now, like over the next week, maybe two. But I still like Keaton Wynn as the top righty backup to Ryan Walker. All right, in Baltimore, it could have been a three-horse race to fill in for Ryan Helsley for as long as Helsley is out. But Anthony Nunez today got roughed up against the Yankees. He's now allowed 7 total runs in his last 3 outings. He had been pitching most of the 8th innings for the Orioles, him and Rico Garcia together. Now, Rico Garcia has been incredible so far this year, and Andrew Kittredge is back from the IL. He's looking strong in his first few outings. I give the edge to Kittredge as the possible first option there, just because of his history with the team. But specking on Rico Garcia isn't a bad idea either. Just remember that Ryan Helsley may not miss a lot of time, so a bid accordingly. But both Garcia and Kittredge are available in 100% of leagues. And I mentioned earlier the Pete Fairbanks IL stint in Miami. It is Calvin Fauché who is probably the beneficiary there. He has saved 1 game already, even though he walked 3 batters in that appearance. But Fauché is 100% available. And he's available in only 4% of leagues at this point. But Brad Keller in Philly saved his first game in place of the injured Joan Duran this week. And Keller is the favorite for saves there until Duran returns. That may not take much longer, so keep bids modest in those few leagues where Brad Keller is an option. And I'll close with just a lot of choices in the Angels bullpen. Not very good choices, though. So Jordan Romano is out. He's been designated for assignment. The Angels bullpen has been horrific. I honestly don't know who could end up saving games for them, but I know I don't like any of them. So of those currently healthy, maybe the best pitcher so far has been Sam Bachman, and Chase Silseth was mentioned by manager Kurt Suzuki as a potential closer, but that was a few weeks ago. Silseth hasn't been good this year besides his misleading 3.18 ERA. So if Silseth is the choice, I don't even want him. Drew Pomeranz has been terrible. Ryan Zephyrjohn would be the most intriguing choice to me. But he just blew a late lead in his last appearance, and he hasn't otherwise been trusted in many high leverage spots yet. So we are probably looking at either Kirby Yates or Ben Joyce, maybe getting a legit chance to hold down a job once they are back from the IL. Both are on rehab assignment. Yates has been struggling. Joyce is looking okay. The velocity is there. Now, Joyce is not available in the vast majority of NFBC leagues since he wasn't on the 40-man roster to start the season, and it's highly unlikely he was drafted and then dropped. But stashing him or Yates at a cheap price could pay off with a handful of saves later on and a slim chance at more. But Yates is available in about half of leagues. So that's it for today. This has been the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Look for me again on Tuesday as I review all this weekend news and just the general saves landscape. Until then, though, let's close it out.